Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is something to be said for, you know, Hurts probably going to be the Eagles quarterback for like 10 more years. So it's probably not totally now or never. But the Eagles are going to win their second Super Bowl ring. And, you know, speaking of the important things, Howard Eskin is closing in on his second Super Bowl ring. And for more from the King and about the King, Howard is always brought to us by our friends at McGurk's Pub and Grill. If you're looking for a place to watch the big game, head over to McGurk's. Great food, and I mean great food. Quality drinks, awesome atmosphere. Go to McGurksPub.com. King, how are you, pal?
I'm just great, but I can't assume that I'm going to get a ring. That's just not it's not my decision.
You'll get it. You'll get it, though. Their Eagles are going to win, and you're going to get another ring, Howard.
Well,
why would they not give you one this time if they gave
you one
last
time? Well, I don't
know
that, but I just don't want to. I don't want to assume.
That's fair.
It's not my place. It's a decision made by ultimately the owner on whatever. So I'm not going to assume that. I hope, you know, I'm a part of the broadcast team, and I'm sure those guys, I would think, would get it. But that's not.
I get you.
They got to win it first.
So, Howard, let me ask you this question. Let's just kind of cut to the chase, and we'll dive in different aspects. But John and I both feel really confident in the Eagles in this game. We both think the Eagles are going to win pretty strong. Do you feel that way?
I feel they're going to win. I feel they're the better team. It's interesting. Kansas City, they've won games, but they haven't won it in the fashion they did when they won their last Super Bowl. They haven't dominated teams. They've gone out and they've won the games and they've been close games. And I get all those. But I really think that the Eagles are a better team. But anything can happen. They can't turn the ball over. It's such a simple thing to say, but it's not always a simple thing to accomplish. Mm-hmm. Don't turn the ball over. San Francisco did, and they weren't going to win that way. It would be nice for the Eagles to get turnovers from the Kansas City Chiefs. There's another interesting dynamic. We know that Patrick Mahomes is going to be named the league MVP. I would think it's almost a lock next Thursday night. The MVP of the season has not won a Super Bowl since 99. They're 0-7 against the spread and straight up in the last 7 times the Super Bowl or the MVP regular season has gone to a Super Bowl. And it's like an ungodly number since 99, where the Super Bowl quarterback, if he's the MVP, does not win the game. How does that happen? I don't know, but, you know, I put that into the equation. The other team says, oh, he's the MVP. Okay, we'll see. You know, who knows what goes through a player's mind and whether that's really part of it. But it's like the Heisman Trophy winner. Normally, they don't win their bowl game, because their bowl game is after the Heisman. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting how all that happened. And this year, what was it? The USC quarterback was the Heisman, and they lost. It's kind of crazy, but I do like the Eagles. But I'm not going to say they're going to dominate. It is the Super Bowl. It's rare that you dominate a team. And Kansas City is a very good team. Let's not lose sight of that. But I do think the Eagles are going to win the game.
Howard, how much have you been in contact with Andy Reid lately?
Well, after he got to the playoffs, I sent him a text, but that was weeks ago. And I've kind of stayed away from it in case this moment happens. I don't want to get caught up in sending the other coach text messages. After it's all over, I'm sure I'll send him a text message. But to answer your question, honestly, I really haven't communicated it with him for weeks.
What are you hearing about our coordinators being possibly hired away? There's two NFL jobs left. Steichen is in consideration. We've heard a lot about Jonathan Gannon being on those lists. Anything further on that?
Well, the two are, one's Indianapolis. What's the other one?
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals. I think at least one of them's going to stay. I guess Steichen's still in the mix for Indianapolis, but they have a lot of candidates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want a head coaching job, but you want the right one. I don't know that Kyler Murray is the guy.
Yeah.
I know Mike Kafka was interviewed the other day by the Cardinals, and I think he'll be a good head coach. I'd like to see him get a job, not that I don't want to see Shane Steichen not get a job or Jonathan Gannon, but I'd like to see him stay another year to keep a fluidness to this football team and keep the dynamic rolling. But you never know. I think there's probably at best a 50-50 chance that they're going to lose both. Well, a 50-50 chance that they're going to lose either one, and probably less than that they'll lose both of them.
Good. Hey, King, what worries you the most about this game other than the greatness of Patrick Mahomes?
Andy Reid's a great coach. I think Nick Sirianni has done a great job. But Andy Reid is the best coach. Andy Reid is the best coach in the NFL. The best. It's not even close. Bill Belichick is not Andy Reid. And without Tom Brady, we notice he's not even a winning coach. So that would worry me the most. Now, the coach doesn't play the game, but he has things he's going to do which the Eagles haven't seen. They can anticipate, and they have coaches that can adjust. Obviously, they have some good players. Their tight end is unbelievable, but their wide receivers aren't as good as the Eagles, and the Eagles' tight end is almost as good as Kelce. So that would be the thing that worries me the most. Andy Reid, Kelce, but one player's not going to beat you. They need other
things. Yeah, Howard, Brandon Graham said yesterday he's going to play next season. Of course, we don't know if it'll be here or not.
Yeah. He said that all year.
I know. What's your gut feeling on Kelce? Does he play next year or not? And to what extent do you think is that decision shaped by whether the Eagles win or lose?
I'm sure there's some dynamic. If they win a Super Bowl, what better way to go out than that way? I know he loves the game. He loves playing. He's going to have his third child in February, so it's going to be close to the game. Does he want to spend more time with his kids? He's going to do other things, and he will do other things. But I know he's seriously been thinking about it this season. But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, what better way to go out than winning a Super Bowl, having, for the most part, a healthy year? Yeah, do you extend it another year? I don't think money is his issue, because whatever he does, he's going to be able to make a lot of money, whether it's with a network. I'm sure he'll have a segment on WIP, but that's not where he's going to make his money. He's going to make his money with the network, because he'd be very good as an analyst working his way up, and he could still hang out with the Eagles and still talk to them and still be involved. So it's a tough, tough call. I'd like to see him be healthy. And, you know, sometimes Tom Brady realized he really went too long. So I don't know. I don't have a feel for it right now. I thought during the season there was no way he was going to come back, but the fact that he stayed healthy, he may want to come back because he's been healthy the whole year.
Howard, you say Andy Reid's the best coach going. I don't know if you heard, but Giants safety Julian Love was on TV this morning throwing shade at Nick Sirianni, basically saying anyone could coach this team. How far?
Well, that's stupid. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
How close is Nick Sirianni to being up there in Andy Reid's stratosphere?
Well, I think this year – No. Andy Reid has got, the fifth most wins of any coach in the history of the NFL. He'll probably go up – I'm sure he'll go up that list. You can't put Nick Sirianni up with Andy Reid. Now, this year's coaching job, he did almost as good a job as Andy Reid, but that doesn't make him as good a coach. But I think Nick Sirianni, despite what some people on our radio station wanted to do with him after his first seven games and fire him, so that would have been ridiculous.
Well, I actually had him fired after the first six games, just to clarify.
Okay, yeah. Well, I get you. You had everybody fired. You had everybody fired. Boy, it's a good thing nobody pays attention to you, because this team would be in a shambles right now. But Nick Sirianni's a terrific head coach, but you can't put him in the same breath as Andy Reid yet. You got to have 2 years of head coach. You got to have a lot more years of doing it. And I think Nick Sirianni will have more years, but you're not there yet. But he is really, really good. He is no worse than third in the coach of the year. Brian Daboll, that's just a joke that the writers, those idiots, voted Daboll as the coach of the year. I mean, he won three games the second half of the season. Please give me a break. So Nick Sirianni's better than Brian Daboll, for sure. And Mike Kafka is the one that helped Daniel Jones become a better quarterback, not Brian Daboll. So Nick Sirianni's up there. I mean, I will say that. I think he's – and pretty much I thought Nick Sirianni has gotten better and better and better as a head coach. Mm-hmm. Creative, the respect of the players, liking the players. Like, he really gets them to play really, really hard for him. And that's a big responsibility of the head coach.
So how are we doing health-wise? You're around the team. Is Lane doing well? Landon Dickerson, Avante haven't played through the toe. How are they faring physically?
I'm going to tell you right now, every one of those guys is playing. Every one of them. It is the Super Bowl. And Lane actually looked really good the last game. It's amazing that he's going to need surgery at the end of the year. And he's playing like this. Avante Maddox looked really good. And, you know, Landon Dickerson, he's a tough guy. Every game I see him limping off, or it's a hamstring, it's an arm. Every game he's like that, but he comes out and he just grinds it out, and he wants to always go back in the game. I can't remember the last time I saw him go into the medical tent when he's either limped off or come off with what looks like an injury, which indicates to me he will be fine. Yeah. And again, we don't know anything because there's no reports issued, and today's really the first practice, which is closed to the media. So, and it's really not a real strenuous practice.
Yep.
Tomorrow it'll be a little bit more. So next week they have to start issuing injury reports. And I would think he's going to be, and he was on that injury report yesterday. What the hell is that? I mean, it's really no practice. It's an estimation. So they list it.
He'll be fine. Hey, Howard, last thing here. I said this a few days ago, and I'm curious if you agree. This Eagles team is the best Philadelphia sports team since the 83 Sixers. Agree or disagree?
Well, it's a different talent-wise. The Eagles.
I mean, they're better than the Eagles 5 years ago, right? It's a better team.
Talent-wise.
Yeah, better the team. Better than the 08 Phils.
Yes. It's really hard to compare sports. I mean, the 82-83 team was unbelievable.
Yeah.
All the Hall of Famers on that team. And the 2008 team, I don't know if they'll have a Hall of Famer from that team. So when you look at it that way. But I compare it. The team that won the Super Bowl was the team with the best chemistry. I mean, capitalized all four of those letters. The best chemistry I have ever been around for an Eagles team, and I've covered them for quite a while. Now, as far as talent, this is a better team talent-wise. Remember, there's a lot more of the younger players. So we were talking to Jason Avant the other night, John Marks and myself, and he agreed. The chemistry on that Super Bowl team in 2017, the game in 18, was dynamic. But the talent on this team is better. Yeah, I guess you'd have to say talent-wise, if you're crossing over to sports, yeah, it's really the best. Although, let me tell you something. The Phillies teams in the 80s were pretty good, but 83 doesn't...
Yeah, 83 is not as good. Yeah, 83
is
not
right.
Good. Yeah,
right. Yeah, and after that, and the other team that made the World Series isn't as good. Yeah, but it's hard to cross over sports. But that team, What were they?
I'll just tell you, Howard, for me, it's easy. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I think it's clearly the best team since the 83 Sixers. I think it's actually no doubt.
Talent-wise.
It's not just talent. It's just the way they play. It's their chemistry. They're great.
The league, and I want to take nothing away from this Eagles team. Remember, the league was kind of quality-wise wasn't as good this year.
True.
And I don't want to take away from it. But when you look at who's on the team, the 83 team, I guess I would have to agree if you're going to cross over sports, because I think they had four Hall of Famers.
Correct.
On that team,
that's
right?
Correct. Four of the five main players are Hall of Famers, and Andrew probably would have been, but got injured. All right, Howard, stay well, buddy, and enjoy the trip. And obviously, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. And Jalen Hurts is speaking today, so we'll see what he has to say in the locker room.
Thank you, Howard.
All right, talk to you guys.
Thanks, you, bud. You got it, man. The King, Howard Eskin. All right, 215-592-9494. The Diddy, Ray Dittinger, joins us in a half an hour. Phone calls throughout the show right here on 94 WIP.
The Birds are heading to Arizona, and you can be there to win it all with the Game Time app. Get your tickets on the Game Time app, and you'll get $100 off those tickets by using the promo code RADIO100. You'll see exactly where your seats are in the stadium and even get a virtual view from the seats. It's so amazing, and you'll save that $100 that you can put toward your flight, hotel, or tailgate. Pull up the Game Time app, find the seats you want, check out the view from those seats, and use the promo code RADIO100. Game Time. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
All right, Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie on this Thursday afternoon, getting closer to the Super Bowl. A lot of talk today on Mahomes and Hurts. But let's also get to the Twitter poll question today on another comparative between the two teams. Twitter poll question brought to us by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your complimentary evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Today's question, who is currently a better tight end? Is it A, Dallas Goedert from the Eagles, or B, Travis Kelce from the Chiefs? Now, obviously, Kelce's had a far better career. He's been around longer. He has achieved more. And I think he is clearly the best pass-catching tight end in football and one of the greats of all time. Dallas Goedert's a good pass-catching tight end. He could be better if he got more opportunity. Obviously, the ball goes to A.J. Brown and goes to Devontae Smith a lot. He is a far better blocker than Travis Kelce. And, John, that plays a real part in the way the Eagles run the ball so effectively. I mean, he's really good, man.
Kelce can be tenacious as a blocker.
Yeah,
too.
But he's not as good as Goedert in that regard. He is not.
I was troubled by the way Goedert fell off in that respect, you know, toward the end of the year. And I believe it's because they told him, hey, don't put yourself in harm's way. But
I was not troubled by it.
It did affect the bottom line. Like, he was not as aggressive as I've seen him be. And that's part of why I felt like he was, you know, definitely a top three tight end, maybe the top tight end. I have concerns in that area.
You think Kelce's the right answer for this poll?
Yeah. Kelce's unbelievable.
Kelce's great, man.
Probably the best tight end. Well, I mean,
yeah,
Gronk,
I think so. It's him and Gronk.
He and Gronk are there.
I think they have cemented themselves as the top two tight ends in the history of football, personally.
You are probably correct on that.
Yeah.
I would think.
It's Kelce's just like what you're talking about, Mahomes being on a different level, a different tier all to his own.
Yep.
I think Kelce inhabits that.
Well, we'll see where the voting results go on this one. At Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, Goedert or Kelce. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike right now. By the way, Ray Dittinger joins us in about 20 minutes. Go ahead, John.
One last thing. This season, the way it ended up transpiring for the Chiefs, where they let Tyreek Hill leave and they tried to repopulate a wide receiving core, that actually worked to Kelce's favor, where he was the number one option all season long.
And probably double-teamed more than he ever had been.
Oh, well.
I would assume.
Yeah, every defense is doing everything they can to bracket him whenever possible. He's just that good. He understands, former quarterback himself, he understands how those coverages fit together and how to beat them. He, because the rest of that receiving core was less than what Goddard's rest of his receiving core was, Kelce was so preferred in that offense. See, Dallas Goedert is like 1C, essentially, whereas Travis Kelce is 1. There's no B, there's no C. He's the guy, the focal point of the offense.
He is, very much so.
All right, that's unfair.
I get
that's unfair to evaluate.
Yep. All right, so yes. Mike right now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Joe. Hey, John. Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon, Mike.
Listen, I love this conversation. I've been waiting for this conversation to happen because I knew it was coming. And this is why I love Philadelphia so much. The bipolarity of that city is amazing. I mean, all season long, there's like doubters. And, you know, Jalen is, you know, he's kind of coming along. We still don't really kind of believe him. Maybe it's the system. Maybe it's because he has two, you know, unbelievable wide receivers. And now we got people saying he's better than Patrick Mahomes, which is hilarious. I mean, Joe, I'm fully in your corner on this one. Look, I'm all in on Jalen. I am looking forward to the next 10, hopefully 10, 12 years as him as our quarterback. And the future is bright. And maybe one day we'll be talking about him as the best of this generation. But if I need one quarterback for one game right now, it's Patrick Mahomes, like, with my eyes closed.
I agree with you.
You know, it's I look at it this way. You put Patrick Mahomes on this team, if he's our quarterback, you know what? You could keep a Brett Kern as your punter for the next 50 years because he's never going to see the field because we're scoring
well,
8 points a game.
Yeah, there's that. And Mike, here's what's going to be interesting about Hurts in his future, because he's going to have a great future, but it will get harder for him when he has less around him. The offensive line advantage has been a tremendous advantage for him. Tremendous.
I fully
advantage.
Agree with you, Joe. I fully agree. Listen, when the Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill, I think the whole league had a sigh of relief, like, oh, okay, finally the Chiefs are going to come back down to earth. They didn't, because they have the best quarterback in the league. So, you know, if we lose AJ or we lose Devontae, listen, again, I love Jalen to death. If we lose one of those two, I'm sorry, he's taking a step back, because I see it. Until I see differently, that's what I see. We have the better team, but they have the better quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with your assessment. Mike, give me a great character from a 90s movie that's, you know, a comedy character.
You got it. We're going to go Nathan Lane as Albert in the Birdcage.
All right, you got it, Mike. Appreciate that phone call. You know, I'm thinking, John, as he's talking there about part of what made Brady and Peyton Manning, they cycled through a number of different players around them and a number of different offensive lines. They just did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we haven't seen that yet from Hurts. You know, we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
It's just, it's early. I mean, that's the root of this.
It is.
It's too early. Jalen has played like a league MVP for, you know, a 17-game regular season,
right.
And he wasn't in all those games.
Yeah.
And so I understand you're nervous about sort of jumping the gun on this. But don't you think what he showed us in terms of, like, his willingness to, I don't know, humble himself, to work on his game and continue to evolve, like, that helps his cause moving forward.
I agree.
His room for improvement is greater than Patrick Mahomes' room for improvement.
Agreed.
And I think that's why you should have them existing on that same tier. They are in the biggest game. They're the two best quarterbacks in this game. And now we're going to have a chance to see who's got the goods. I agree with you. Jalen's got a better team around him. If Jalen wins this game and he plays the way I expect him to play, I think you might change your tune.
Well, it's possible. I mean, I got to see how it goes to be able to know it. I tend to think even if the Eagles win, and I think they will, I'll still tell you Mahomes is better. But, you know, we'll find out. Let's go to Troy, Northeast Philly. Hi, Troy.
John, Joe, what's going on, guys?
Lots.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Hey, Joe.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
Man, you think them 4-year-olds calling is bad. Wait till they 10-year-olds, you got to potty train them, man. Y'all going to have to sit down, Joe. They got to sit down with you and have some talk, man.
Troy, here's the good thing, man. I will never, I don't think, ever have to potty train a kid in my life.
Don't say that, man. Never say never.
I know.
I was not supposed to have any kids myself. I got three boys, so listen.
From zero to three.
He went from zero to three.
Who knows?
Zero to three.
Listen, guys, I want to thank you guys for talking about this quarterback comparison, because not a lot of people are talking about it. And the fact, too, that this is the first time in Super Bowl history where you got two black quarterbacks going against each other, you know? So I just think you guys always got the good topics going on. I think, personally, I mean, yeah, we know Mahomes is a better quarterback because he's been in the league a lot longer. He's got more stats.
Oh, hold on, Troy. But, no, let me. I'm sorry to cut you off. Just hear me out for a second.
Go ahead.
That's
go ahead.
Not why I'm saying Mahomes is better.
Okay.
And here's what I mean by that. Mahomes has passed Brady, not for historical greatness, but he's better right now than Brady. Brady's accomplished more. I'm talking about who is better now. Just, I want to be clear.
Okay.
Just using Magic Johnson as an example. Guys, I was too young in 1980. I was 2 years old. But I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that thought Magic Johnson was better than Dr. J after Magic Johnson won the championship in 1980. I mean, first off, Doc hadn't won a title. But my point is, you can ascend quickly to become better than someone else. When Michael Jordan had two rings in 92, he was better than Bird and Magic, who had more rings. So my point is, Hurts can pass Mahomes. I don't think he will, but he could, is my point.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think if, number one, if Mahomes hasn't been in the league for 5 years, that he would be where he's at? And also, if he didn't have the coaching and staff around
him, he'd be where he's at. I wasn't dismissing the fact that he has learned for 5 years. I was dismissing his accomplishments as something I was factoring in for why I believe he's better.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
So we go back to 2019. Do you think he had a better year in 2019 or this year? He had a better year.
Well, it's hard for me to answer that. I mean, I didn't see every Chiefs game. I'll just say this. What Mahomes, I mean, he could be the same player. What Mahomes has accomplished without Tyreek Hill, to me, is very notable. I mean, he went through a harder conference this year than the Eagles had to go through, and he did it with far less around him. And that's why I feel – it's one of many reasons why I feel pretty damn confident Mahomes is better than Hurts.
Well, I tell you what, in the Super Bowl, before I give you my character, the Super Bowl, Hurts got a lot more to play for. He's going to be a lot more hungrier than Mahomes is. Watch.
I think they – if I had to guess, honestly, Troy, I think they're equally hungry. Because when I see Mahomes play, I see a really fiery competitor, even though he's got one in the bag already. Mm-hmm. Listen, the thing about the all-time greats, it doesn't matter how many they have. They want another. I mean, that's not as true for Shaq. Shaq won three, and then he was like, I'm just going to be out of shape guy. So not everyone's wired that way, and he was an all-time great. But when you think of guys like Brady and Jordan and Gretzky and Mahomes and Montana, these guys were wired. And Kobe, didn't matter. LeBron, I mean, LeBron is close to 40, and he's putting up 40. It's some guys are just wired different. Anyway, I think they're wired. My point is, I think Hurts and Mahomes have a desire to win this game, if I had to guess, at an equal level. Troy, give me a great answer from the 90s, character in a comedy.
I'm going to give you Mr. Happy Gilmore.
Not been said, and is a very good answer. John, it must have driven you nuts as a player when you would have a teammate that you knew was not wired with competitiveness or enough of it.
Right.
I mean, you saw that, I'm sure, from dudes, right?
Yes. And that's why I told you, like, I asked Andy if I could talk to the group, to the team in that 2004 season, because I felt like there were a lot of guys taking it easy in the training room when they needed to get out there on the practice field. And that's always going to be an issue. I think part of what you got to give so much credit to Howie Roseman. And Joe Banner talked about it yesterday, actually. He said they always put a priority on the character assessment, that he believes Howie has ratcheted that up even farther than where they took it.
Yeah, that was an interesting comment by him.
Yeah.
I noticed that, too.
And that's a big deal, because now you've got a full team of guys who value the toughness, who value, you know, being out there for their teammates, competing for one another rather than being, you know, a selfish, you know, the stereotypical, the way you'd view the NFL diva player. We don't have guys like that.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. Let's go to Tom in Abington right now. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Awesome.
Excuse me. All right, so yesterday I heard you guys conversing, and apparently Amy from Villanova, who went to Penn but lives in Wayne, said that everybody should have a rip from Yellowstone in their life, right, Joe?
I got to tell you, it doesn't make me feel good when she makes that comment.
Well, if you read between the lines, I think what she was saying there is maybe you just need to cut out a couple of baths, a little less puzzle time, and definitely shave off an hour or two of the foot massage.
No, she's saying more than that. It's the physique.
Yeah. Do you think Rip is expecting Beth to rub
his hand? I mean, his name is
Rip.
I mean, come well, on.
Does he hold his hand out for her to massage?
Correct. There's no way Rip does that.
Does Rip need soothing?
Right. No. No.
Well, is he thinking
about sending
it,
you a message, a strong message.
No, you're not. You're not wrong.
While Amy's pining away for Rip from Yellowstone, she wound up with the King of Comfort.
Listen.
Yeah, like, couldn't be more less Rip.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
All right, so,
Rip
guys,
sleeping on the ground under the stars.
I know. All right, what do you got, Tom? What do you got?
I hope Patrick Mahomes finishes this game. But even if he does, couldn't you just see the national storyline after the game that, you know, Mahomes was hobbled, receivers were down, their cornerback went down, taking away the legitimacy of our championship? Couldn't you just see that happening?
Yes.
If Mahomes is really limping around, yes.
Even if he's not. Like, if they just straight up win the game, I think that's the narrative that follows nationally.
Listen, it could be. It's possible. It's possible.
Well, I just hope that he finishes the game, and then finally, Andy Reid will bring us a Super Bowl.
Yeah, listen, I've heard all those jokes. Andy's going to finally see the Eagles win a Super Bowl and all that in person.
Blah, blah, blah.
Tom, give me an answer from the 90s, a movie character.
Sure. I don't think you can go wrong when you guess a deity, so I'll say O.G. Wade.
OG Wade, yeah, from yesterday. That was ridiculous. All right, that was...
If you missed it, you'll hear it in Drop of the Week tomorrow at 1:30.
I've never heard, and I'm me.
Yeah.
And I've never heard anyone more full of themselves.
He outviewed
you
definitively.
Yeah.
Now, John, do people know I'm generally joking when I say some of those
cheek,
comments?
As they say.
A little tongue. I mean, listen, the hammer.
The fact that you qualify it with generally.
They don't. I'll tell you this. So whenever I go out and do events or whatever, like the other night I was at that McStory's event, it was great, all this stuff. The number one question of all, I do pods, I do all kinds of stuff. The number one question I get is Joe really like that?
In what regard?
Like,
no,
the
what
hammer.
Does that mean?
Is like the hammer really the hammer? It's like the number one question I get. And I'm like, yeah, for the most part. Now, he's tongue-in-cheek with the hammery stuff, but, like, all the idiosyncrasies, all the little, like, stuff.
The president
is
thing
all
is
one,
real.
It's all 100% real. It's all real. This is Joe.
That, you're right. That is,
I know. Yeah. I'm being serious.
An issue.
It's the number one question I get.
It's not an issue at all. It's not.
It's crazy.
So I got to get the puzzles going again because I've been dormant on puzzles. Other than the wild card weekend when I did one puzzle and cranked through the whole thing. Other than that, that's the only puzzle I've probably done in about 9 months. Got to get a little puzzle time. I've been deep in books, man. Three
My
books.
My 12-year-old did a puzzle over the winter break.
And did she like it?
I think she probably thought it was a little too young for her.
Right, well, then,
did she yell this while doing the puzzle?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's when I get excited.
Hey, Dad!
I felt it was sort of boring.
Let's go to Self in North Philly. Hi, Self. Self!
Can't
quite hear him. Let's go to Tom in Dover. Good afternoon, Tom.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Tom, it's a great day.
Joe, I ain't talked to you all week, Joe, and then you come out with this old Holmes and Hurts. I mean, Mahorn.
What is this, Mahorn and Barkley? Mahorn and Lambeer? Who are we talking about here?
Mahomes and Hurts.
Mahomes.
Mahomes and Hurts thing. I don't know what that's all about. Those two ain't going to be the only players in the football game.
No, the Eagles are going to win. I was simply saying, just take note of the fact that the other team's got the best player, and that's fine.
Check this out. Right now, I'm actually in agreement with you. Mahomes is the better quarterback.
Yeah.
But we got the better team.
Correct.
So that's all that counts right now, you know? That's all that counts. So,
good job.
That's all that matters, man. That's all that matters.
I like your call. Tom, give me a 90s character from a comedy.
Hey, man, I don't know if nobody said anything, but I came up with Eddie Murphy in Trading Places.
Well, it's from the 80s. From the 80s. That ain't going to work. And it's a great character, Billy Ray Valentine. But
it's a great
84?
84. Great Philly movie.
A great Philly movie.
Joe, I can remember talking to people who had votes for the MVP of the league. And you were just about as frustrated as I was that Patrick Mahomes was seemingly a shoo-in with these people who had a vote.
Yep.
Why is it that you felt Jalen Hurts was the MVP of this season?
Yep.
Yet he's not better than Patrick Mahomes.
Because I probably fell into the trap that a lot of people fall into when they vote or think about MVP, which is less about who's actually the best player and becomes more about feeling the vibe of the season and team accomplishment playing a part. Listen, I will charge myself guilty. I just will.
So if you had a vote, you'd vote Patrick Mahomes.
All right, before I answer that, let me think for a second.
Twisted you up.
No,
a
no, you
bit.
Did. You did, and that's fine. It's a fair question. Let me just say this before I answer the question. I was very frustrated and will always be very frustrated that Jalen will lose the MVP. There's no question. He will lose it for the reason he will lose it. He will lose it because he got injured and missed two games. Mm-hmm. And by the way, when they lost those two games, the voters were not, I'll use the word, smart enough to recognize that should have boosted Hurts' MVP candidacy instead of hurt it. Had they won two straight games, that could have hurt his candidacy. When they lose two, it should have boosted his candidacy. And candidly, I'll say I think the voters weren't smart enough. Okay, that's that statement as an opening salvo.
So you're calling yourself dumb.
I'm thinking. Listen. Look, I've been on record for a month or so saying Hurts should win MVP. I'm also on record for the last 20 years saying voters should account for who's the better player more than this feel of the season thing, which is how Kobe only won one. It's how, you know, there's a million examples. Can I plead the fifth? Can I be Rafael Palmeiro? Or, no, he lied.
Yeah, he lied.
McGuire pled the fifth. Boy, you're really putting me in an awkward spot here, John.
I did not knowingly say that. Just do one of those.
Yeah, because here's the problem. I'll just say this. Here's the problem with what I'm doing right now. Right now what I'm doing is what Howard Eskin does every time you ask him any question. He just talks and talks and thinks and thinks and talks, and he tries to find an escape hatch. Like, I asked him, it was a very simple question. It was a yes-no question. Are the Eagles the best team in Philadelphia sports since the 83 Sixers? He talked for like 4 minutes. I still don't even know what his answer was. I mean, it was just a yes or no. I mean,
it's getting awkward to listen to.
It is. I guess given my prior standard of saying the best player should be voted the MVP more often, I guess I'm saying Mahomes should be the MVP. But I also don't know really much more of what Hurts could have done.
Should you call Rich Gannon and Boomer Esiason and apologize for campaigning?
I might have to. I'm struggling here. All right, James, what do you got?
We talk a lot about the punter this week. Zach Berman tweeting out, the Eagles have opened up the practice window on Aaron Sipos.
Good.
He can practice this week. So not that it's, you know, the greatest punter, but we'll see what happens.
Jeez. Yeah, no, that's good to hear.
It's an improvement.
So, James, what is your reaction to the twists and turns that just happened with me and John in the last 4 minutes?
It was super awkward to listen to. But you trying to work your way out of that?
No, I wasn't trying to work my way out of it. I was trying to think about my answer. I mean, I'm trying to give you a thoughtful answer.
I still think Jalen Hurts should have been the MVP this year. And I understand what you're saying. I think Jalen Hurts was the best player in football this year. I do personally. I understand the Mahomes thing. I think Jalen Hurts was the best player in football. I think he meant the most to his team. I know the Eagles have a better roster. I still think what Jalen Hurts brings on and off the field meant the most to his team of anyone in football this year.
And I'll just say this. I also get frustrated, and I've said this before. That freaking V in MVP has caused a lot of problems for a lot of decades in a lot of sports.
Yeah.
Because people try to come up with this value thing, and it's moved off of just who's the best player. I mean, obviously, when Andre Iguodala won the MVP of the finals against LeBron James and the Cavs, anybody with two eyes, anybody with one eye, knew that LeBron James was a far better player. Iguodala was just trying to hold on to keep LeBron from scoring 40. But Iguodala won the MVP because his team won, and so he's the most valuable for a winning team. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
I think you are falling for the flashy, and Patrick Mahomes is certainly flashy. I think that the the best part of Jalen's game is how buttoned up he is and how smart he is with the ball. Patrick Mahomes will still make bonehead plays.
I agree. He makes more. He does.
Jalen will minimize those.
I agree.
And that's part of why he's the most valuable player.
It's part of why he's the second best player. Let's go to Self right now. By the way, Ray Dittinger to join us shortly. Hi, Self.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, Self.
What's going on, Joe? Listen, you just hit it on the nail, Joe. I mean, John. Joe likes the flash, the glitz and glams. That's it. Patrick Mahomes is a circus act. He's not impressive to me. He just runs around like a deer in headlights, scared for his life, and he runs around and he does these little trick magic plays out of his, you know, sleeve or out of his hat.
So if you're really doubting Mahomes way too much, man.
I'm not. I've watched him. I used to this is what I told what's his name? Seltzer. This is what I told him. I said, if you watch these two, you're going to be watching Steph Curry versus Kyrie Irving. If you put me in a Sunny Hill League on 16th and Susquehanna, I'm going to take Kyrie Irving every time because he gives you more, and he does it fundamentally. Steph is exciting to watch. Yes, he's exciting to watch, but he doesn't give you more. He doesn't do
well, three
more.
Is more than two, just so you know.
Huh?
Three is more than two. Kyrie scores more twos. Steph scores more threes. Three is greater than two. Steph is greater than Kyrie.
Yeah, but guess what? What's the chances of you making more threes than twos?
Well, yeah, you're gonna make them less often. But if you make them often enough, then you can win the battle, and that's what Steph Curry does.
You can win the battle, but don't mean you're going to win the game, right?
Listen, Self. Steph Curry's won a lot more games than Kyrie Irving has, man.
Also, you're not taking into account the off-the-court stuff. Like, this matters. We just talked about it with Jalen. Like, Kyrie is not as
well, that too.
He doesn't help a team as much in so many ways
as
Steph Curry does.
The reality on the reality on the Hurts Mahomes thing, they're both wired exceptional. They're both great leaders. They're both great competitors. They both get their body ready to play. Neither one of them has slacked off because they've had accomplishment. You know, either one of them you could be proud to have on your squad and feel really good about.
But here you go, Joe. How much better did Steph do without Durant than he did with Durant?
He's the same player. He's just not going to win as often because he doesn't have as much around him. But he's the exact same player.
That's my point. Now Kyrie, however, has been more consistent with whoever has been on his team. See, this is what I'm saying.
I'm not with
Jalen. Jalen might have a cast around him that makes him, you know, look, what y'all want to say, look good. But the reality is what he does individually is what makes him look good. That's what makes him look impressive.
All right, Self, give me an answer, because we're going to get the Ray Diddy answer in a moment on who's a better football player. And Ray is, in this case, the Bible, so he'll provide the answer. Self, what is the best 90s comedy character from a movie?
Who's coming with me, man? Jim Brewer. And half-beat.
All right, you got it, man. Self, good phone call.
I thought he was
right
doing there. Jerry Maguire, didn't he?
I did. I was trying to figure it out because, I knew I recognized the line.
It is Jerry Maguire. It's Jim Brewer doing Jerry Maguire in Half-Baked.
Gotcha. And, John, I've asked you before. Let's see if you remember. You always talk about things I forget that you've said. Mm-hmm. Who from the Eagles was in Jerry Maguire?
Jeffrey Lurie.
Yes.
Good job.
Well done.
Good job. Well done.
You should see Jerry Maguire. You would like it, John. It's a really good movie.
He's seen Jerry Maguire.
Oh, you've seen it? Yeah. I thought you hadn't seen it.
No, he's seen Jerry Maguire. All right, let's talk to the Diddy. It is not quite Super Bowl week, but it's almost like Super Bowl week, as the Eagles and the Chiefs will be playing in Super Bowl 57 two Sundays from now. And a lot to discuss with our next guest, including the quarterback comparison with the Diddy. Ray Diddy, this never gets old, right? This is the best, isn't it? Microphone not on.
Yes, it gets it's pretty exciting. you know, we went a long time without even sniffing a Super Bowl in this town. Now we have 2 in 5 years. So yeah, it never gets old. You're quite right.
So Ray, I want to go through all sorts of aspects, but just because of the nature of that last caller's call, I just want to get you right on record out of the gate. I believe Patrick Mahomes is a better player than Jalen Hurts. And I don't think I need to put soap in my mouth and wash it out. Hurts is allowed to be the second or third best player in the world, and that's not disrespectful. Who do you believe, Ray, is a better football player currently? independent of the injury, which is a different matter. Obviously, he could be hobbled by the ankle. But who is a better player, Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes?
Mahomes. I don't really even think that you could argue that.
I mean, a lot of callers today have, Ray. A lot.
Well, I understand it. I mean, the city's, you know, head over heels in love with this guy. And, you know, I can understand that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great story, an extremely likable guy, has had a magnificent season. He's taken a team to the Super Bowl where they are favored to beat Patrick Mahomes. So for all of those reasons, I can understand why people are a little gaga. But if you want to take one step back and look at the whole thing, and you look at their two careers and just watch Patrick Mahomes play, and it's by no means putting down Jalen Hurts, but Patrick Mahomes to me is the best player in the NFL.
But the question we're asking today, Ray, is are they in the same tier?
Yeah, that's another question.
Tier.
Is Mahomes in his own tier,
Jalen,
Ray?
And Mahomes stand alone above the rest of the quarterbacks in the NFL?
I think he's on the same. I think they're on the same tier. I think we're talking about. I think they're in the same conversation. Sure, you know Mahomes is great, and Mahomes is a unique kind of animal. I mean, he's a very rare kind of playmaker who can make plays and do things that really nobody else at that position can do right now. I mean, he's all of that, but you know he's not perfect. I mean, I was just looking back. I mean, he's thrown 25 interceptions the last 2 years. I mean, he makes mistakes, and part of it is because of his own incredible confidence in his own ability. You know, sometimes he tries to do things that even he can't do until he makes the mistake. But in terms of being able to make plays, salvage plays, create plays, and do them on his own, he's the best going right now. But Jalen Hurts is, and Michael Barkan and I were having this discussion just the other night. And was asking me, you know, in what area would I put Hurts? And I said, pretty close to the top. I said, but the thing you have to think about with Hurts, and it's from an Eagles standpoint and a Philadelphia fan standpoint, this is the really exciting part, is he's just getting better.
Yes.
You know, that's the thing. If you just look at his improvement each of these years now, over the last 3 years, from when we first saw him to last year to this year, and you just look at that improvement, and you think about where he is now, which is a viable MVP candidate, you start thinking, well, if this guy keeps working, and I know he will, and he keeps improving the way he's shown he can improve, I mean, as good as he is right now, he still might just be scratching the surface. And that's really exciting.
Well, it's incredible. And the reality is, Ray, there's a dichotomy, in my opinion, in the future. Hurts will get better. The players around him will get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, Ray, let me ask you a question. John and I have talked about this. Tell me if you agree with this. They won't be able to have this collection of players. I mean, it is highly unlikely. 74 Steelers drafted 4 Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. Already a great player team. They drafted 4 Hall of Famers. So if you do that, you can replenish the stock.
Right.
But generally speaking.
And there's also there was no free agency.
No, well, for sure. You're correct.
So, I mean, that roster stayed intact for a decade.
No, right. It's right. It's not really the right comparison. Correct. Generally speaking, it will be, because of Hurts' contract, near impossible for the Eagles to field this good a roster moving forward. Do you agree with that?
Not necessarily. I think it'll be more challenging. But if you look at what, you know, a lot of this comes back to Howie. If you look at what he's done in terms of the young players he's got in place now, the draft, the collection of draft picks that they've got, including a couple number ones next year, I mean, it'll be harder. It'll be harder.
Harder's a better word than near impossible.
Yeah, I mean,
but it'll be a lot harder, I think.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's you were in a very special and very happy place with Jalen Hurts becoming the player that he is now, still under a rookie contract.
Yeah.
You know, it allowed you to do a lot of the things that put this team. It allowed you to get James Bradbury. It allowed you to make the deal for A.J. Brown and sign him to a big contract. I mean, it gave them the flexibility to make all those moves that have helped put this team where it is. But, you know, somebody was saying this to me the other day, and I you know, it's true. You know, this is not the Los Angeles Rams of last year, who went all in to win the Super Bowl because they had to win Los Angeles. You know, they had to start, they had to get a foothold in that market. So they just threw it all on the table last year to win that Super Bowl, and they did. But now they're paying the price for it. And but the Eagles aren't in that situation now. I mean, they're as good as they are right now, but they still have a lot of young players and I think a very bright future.
Yeah. So many aspects of the game and the team to continue to discuss with Ray, which we will for a good hour here, plus the phone calls up ahead as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Hey, this year the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Download FanDuel now and use promo code HAMMER upon signup. That's promo code HAMMER. So you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. That's an incredible deal. With FanDuel, it lets you bet so many different ways, from the money line to point spread to player props and more, all on a top-rated sportsbook app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Plus, when you win, they'll get you paid fast. How fast? How about instantaneously upon winning? I love the FanDuel app. It's awesome. Easy to sign up for, easy to navigate. Plus, you can hop to all the other sports as well that are all there with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. So sign up today. Claim your no-sweat first bet of up to $3,000 for Super Bowl 57 when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER to make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.